Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Hot Lick from a Steely Dan cut. In the background there, thank you for joining us today. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you as we wrap up our broadcast live from Washington, D.C., celebrating Small Business Week. And folks, you've heard me say before that this is our annual pilgrimage to really get into celebrating small business during Small Business Week with the SBA. But as you know, I celebrate small business every day. And someone else who does that is our good friend Karen Kerrigan, the chairman and the founder of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, the president and the founder of Women Entrepreneur, Inc. She, as you've heard me say before many times, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than Karen Kerrigan. And as I said, she's our good friend. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. It is great to be here.
Good to have you here. We had a great week this week, didn't we?
Oh, God, it was fabulous. It was just really good. You know, what I enjoyed the most, besides watching the winners and hearing their stories, was being on the floor of the expo and, you know, talk to all the participants that came by our booth. I mean, I really enjoy that the most, just really being able to talk to, you know, small business owners, talk about the issues, talk about what they're doing, how excited they are about their products or services. I just really get a kick out of that. My entire staff did. You know, we really like that.
It's fun to meet with the bona fides, isn't it? I mean, you and I are both small business owners, just like they are. But you and I advocate for small business. We're trying to create, to improve their lives as much as we can. And even though we're small business owners, you know, we're a little bit different maybe than, you know, Billy Joe and Loreen who run a dry cleaners. And when they come to town, so to speak, and they bring you the real rubber meets the road issues that are on their mind, and you see the lights in their eyes when they talk about their business, there's nothing better than that, is there?
Nope. And also it just really is a test, if you will, for us. And an affirmation, actually, of the work that we're doing in Washington to hear what their concerns are, and that matches up with what we're doing from a tax, regulatory, government spending, policy perspective. So, you know, it's just good to hear that, you know, what we're focusing on and what we're doing is actually what matters to small business. And in the end, if we make reforms, we'll have a bottom-line impact for those businesses as well. One more thing. The other best part of Small Business Week from our perspective was being able to meet you 3:30 yesterday at our booth on the expo floor and present to you one of our highest honors, or our highest honor, that the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council offers, and that is our Small Business Advocate of the Month Award. And I'm just so pleased to announce this morning on your radio show that we named you our Small Business Advocate of the Month and gave you a really nice shiny award, and we surprised you, which is hard to do with Jim. And we took nice pictures, and they'll be in our e-news and on our website and probably on yours.
Well, I'll tell you, Karen, thank you for that honor. It is an honor, folks, because I've been, as Karen knows, I've been on Capitol Hill when you gave those away to senators and congressmen for their work on behalf of small business, and I've seen them almost melt, you know, because they felt it was such an honor, and that's how I felt. And you did surprise me, as you say. That's not easy to do with me, but you did. I was totally shocked, but I am honored, and I appreciate it. It means a lot to me. It'll go right up on my mantle. With my Hall of Fame, my baseball Hall of Fame award, and my Oscar, and my Emmy, and my Addy, and all those other things. It'll go right up there next to all those things. But Karen, thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
Oh, our pleasure. And you know, you'll go in our Hall of Fame, and you know, it's such an honor, Jim, because you really do every day do so much for small business, and it really does matter. And you know, we're a friend, and do appreciate all you do for small business and all you do for us. So congratulations again.
Thank you, Karen. And by the way, folks, in case you haven't been listening to this show for very long, we've been on the air. This is our 8th year on the air. And one of the very first guests, probably within 8 or 9 guests of the very first day we were on the air, was Karen Kerrigan. She's been supporting all the things that we do on this show, year after year, many times a year since then. And Karen, you'll always be in our Hall of Fame. Karen, one of the things I want to shift races just a minute. I'm thinking about running for president in 2008. And here's my me and Hector Beretta, right? He can be my vice president. But here's the thing, that this is going to be my platform. I just kind of came up with this morning. I decided this morning to run for president.
Okay.
And so here's my platform. It's very simple. When I'm president, every member of Congress and every head of a department or a bureau in the United States government has to have breakfast with a small business owner every week. At least once a week, they have to have breakfast with a small business owner. And if I thought I could, they wouldn't lynch me, I'd make them do it every morning. What do you think? Don't you think the world would be a better place if every member of Congress and every head of a department or a bureau had to do that?
Yeah, I think they should be required to at least run a small business for the day and see what it's like. Of course, with guidance from the business owner, because we wouldn't want them running it into the ground.
Well, see, that's the idea. If the small business owner could meet with them, have breakfast with them every week, every day, as often as we could get them to do it, and just, kind of give them their marching orders.
They do, it's so important that they do that, but it's also important that they understand what it's like to live under the rules that they pass and that they mandate and that they require them to live under. There are some senators and members of Congress who, no matter how many business owners they meet with, they'll say one thing, they'll nod, and it'll go out the other year. They really need to see what it's like to live under those rules. I mean, that's, remember McGovern when, he started that Ben Bry. He was, if I only knew, what I was doing to business owners and entrepreneurship, I wouldn't have done it, But you're right. And actually, we had members in town this week who were up lobbying up on the Hill on a number of issues. And it's just so refreshing to watch them give the real view of what it's like out there,
I've been in those meetings that you have conducted. You've invited me to attend some of those. And sometimes I feel like that the congressmen and senators listen, but that's just one little voice whispering in the night, so to speak. That's not the big hurricane of influence that's going on in the background. Stand by, Karen. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with our good friend, Karen Kerrigan. We're back at 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's the president and the founder of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and also of Women Entrepreneurs, Inc. And ladies and gentlemen, the thing that I like about Karen's organization is that when she talks, the members of Congress listen, including the White House. She's very, very, very well-regarded and well-respected in Washington, D.C. Anything that you and I can do to help her to be able to put our best foot forward, speak for us whenever she can. Karen, how many times a year do you testify before Congress?
Oh, gosh, it sort of goes up and down, but already I've been before the Congress 3 times.
This year?
In this session, and then we've had members. This week we had one of our members up on the Hill testifying on Wednesday on the issue of the tax gap.
And folks, the reason I wanted to mention that is one of the things that you and I can do to support her is to join their organization, the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, as well as Women Entrepreneurs Inc. If you're a lady and you want to be part of a women's organization, I encourage you to support them with your membership. And Karen, I know it doesn't cost a lot to be a member, does it?
No, it doesn't. I mean, from our perspective, it doesn't. If a startup company can join the SBE Council, for $50 a year, and the
a year,
and you know, a established business for $100. And I got to tell you, some of the work that we do with respect to cutting tax rates, and you know, working on the death tax and regulatory reform. I mean, those, you know, we think that it's a value proposition for business owners, and that in joining us, they definitely, you know, will get their money's worth.
Well, and the other thing,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, folks, don't forget Ray Keating is Karen's chief economist, and you hear Ray on the show all the time, especially talking about the state index, the state stack ranking for how each state is government behaves, and how its stack ranks with regard to its entrepreneurial environment, and that report is not only known in the federal by the federal government, it is well known in the states, and it's really getting a lot of press these days, isn't it, Karen?
Yeah, it has. I mean, we've done this for 7-8 years now, and every year that we do this report, it gets a phenomenal amount of press, and it makes a difference in the state legislatures and with governors. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger used it when he was running for governor of California,
right.
And so it's an important index that, you know, people use and they look to see how competitive their state is from a small business perspective.
Well, what I like about Karen's organization, folks, is it's a small organization, very nimble, very efficient. Doesn't have a lot of bloated bureaucracy in it, and can really makes a lot of difference. And so I encourage you to check out their website. Go ahead and give those websites to us, Karen.
Yeah, the SBE Council is sbecouncil.org, sbecouncil.org. And Women Entrepreneurs is we-inc.org, we-inc.org. We're having a great year. We're making great inroads for small business. There's a lot of work to be done, and we welcome folks to join us and to participate in our organization.
What's the big project you're working on right now? What's on the top of your list today?
Oh, today? Yeah, we got to look at each day, Jim, because every day is just a phenomenal amount of work. One of the things that I'm doing today, actually, is I'll be up on the Hill and meeting with various committee staff people. I've got a meeting over at the Senate Small Business Committee and one of the House Regulatory Oversight Committees, where I'll be working with them and providing them with background information and guidance in terms of upcoming hearings. So not only do we participate at the hearings and just show up and provide our point of view, many times we'll work with the committee staff in terms of actually developing the content and the direction of these hearings and where they should go so that the chairman and the members are properly prepared in order to address the issue.
And without your presence there, with that kind of input, not that there aren't other organizations, you know, that show up too, but I know how well regarded you are. And without you being there, there are a lot of laws, folks, that might get passed that wouldn't be quite as friendly to us. And in an average week, how many meetings and of this type would you think that you and your folks attend on the Hill?
Gosh, I mean, multiple meetings. I mean, these are one-on-one meetings, you know, for my, you know, just myself that I'll be going
to.
I would say, you know, scores, anywhere from, you know, 10 to 20 meetings. And, you know, what we try to do is really assess and evaluate what meetings we go to and why and where in order to get the best bang for the buck for our membership, because, you know, we just don't want to float around these meetings endlessly. I mean, they've got to, you know, because we're a small organization and because we have to look at our resources, you know, both in terms of our dollars and our human resources, you know, what is going to be the impact if we go? I mean, can we make a difference, you know, in this one meeting or this one gathering? And
right.
Do we have something unique to offer that's not being offered maybe by the other business organizations or by the other attendees?
Quick question, Karen, because I got to wrap it up in 15 seconds. Are we going to get Association of Health Plans this year?
It's going to be tough. I got to be honest with you. It's going to be very hard.
What do you think, 50-50?
I say it's 50-50, but, you know, it's unless the thumb is put down on certain members, all the senators,
right,
on a really aggressive basis.
The House passed it, but the Senate hasn't. That's where we need to focus, folks.
That's right,
Karen,
on the Senate.
Thank you for everything you do for small business. We'll see you next time.
You bet.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, with the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council and Women Entrepreneurs, Inc. Stay with me, 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.